going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Beautiful morning, 62 degrees. I'm going to tell you what, I would enjoy today. Normally, Mother's Day is the first hot, humid weekend, but it was first time in a long time I can remember Mother's Day not being miserable. Yesterday was nice outside. Highs today of 78, but get ready. 86 for a high tomorrow, 88 on Wednesday, then hello to the 90s on Thursday. And by that time, we're in the middle of May, and I don't see it coming down other than rain, because we're going to get into the summertime routine. Todd Bell joins us now, Professor Director of the Political Management Program at George Washington University, to get an update on how things are going in D.C. How you doing, Professor?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing great. Things are heating up here in D.C. in a different way.
I'll bet they are. Let's talk about the tariff thing in the first place. I don't know. I know you're not. I don't think you're an economist, but I don't know if any new ground is broken here or if. And look, I hope it is. I'm not trying to knock anything. I'm just trying to figure out, did we advance anything or did both sides just put their guns down for a while?
Both sides put their guns down for 90 days, and it is a pretty significant change to what was going on. We had 145% tariff on Chinese goods. That's going down to 30%, and China is lowering its rate down to 10%, and this is for 90 days, and that's a start. And for anyone who's worried about what they're going to have to buy, or any businesses who are looking to plan the financial markets, they're going to be very happy about this, because this brings us back from the brink, and any movement in one direction, once you get at least a temporary thing started, and if the markets react well and the public reacts well, it's easy to keep that going.
But just for the record, to keep score in terms of concessions, this, that, the other thing, the only thing that's changed is that we decided to not slit each other's throats for now. Is that accurate?
Not slit each other's throats quite as badly. Remember, there's still a 30% tariff, and that's not nothing on Chinese goods coming in here.
But in terms of where we were before all this tariff stuff started, nothing really changed, right? Or did it?
Well, I mean, we've got a pause with China for 90 days. We have a deal with the United Kingdom that was consummated, or it's not actually completed yet, but it looks like it's going to bring down a lot of things, even though that will keep in effect a 10% tariff on a lot of UK goods. We're away from the chaos and the super high across the board tariffs. This is Donald Trump saying he's going to be the deal maker, and he's going to try to find places where the United States can get better deals with individual negotiations. And this gives him an opportunity to say that he's getting that done.
So if we were going to keep a scorecard, you know, we're in a golf cart. What did you have on that hole? As far as tariffs go, we would say what? We don't know yet, because it's too early to tell if the president's plan is going to work or not, or for the time being, the damage is stopped. Tell me, Professor, where are we?
Oh, I like the golf analogy. That's a fun one. I would say, you know, on the first hole, we probably had a snowman. Mm-hmm. We probably hit it into the water, and this is obviously
that's,
the terrible.
That's
rollout.
An eight
it knocked
for,
over
for
well.
People that don't play golf. Yeah. A snowman is an eight, just for people that know. Yeah, go ahead, Professor. Yeah,
very high over par. Yes, and then I would say, you know, now we're on the second hole, and Donald Trump has hit a nice drive. But the question is, you know, how's he going to follow it up with the rest of the strokes for the hole? Because, you know, he's off to a better start, particularly with the UK, particularly with China. But this isn't the end of the deal. It's only the first shot. And so he's got to finish those up. And also, he's going to the Middle East this week to talk to some of our trade partners over there, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and the like. And so he's got an opportunity to try to make some advances there.
So let's keep the golf analogy going. Has he gotten into the head of his opponent?
I think a little bit, but if you look at what's going on, you say that I think our opponents are also understanding how to work against Donald Trump as well. We're seeing, you know, a lot of flattery, a lot of, you know, not giving up the entire store, and of course doing short-term deals, which means, you know, you can always come back to the table.
And also, I guess, to be fair to the president, you can shoot for the moon, but then you just get a smaller concession, although he says he's going to get, you know, I'm just going to make an index up, 100. If he gets 50, you're still better off than where you were at zero, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and that is Donald Trump's plan. I mean, if you read his book, The Art of the Deal, you ask for something, you know, you ask for the moon. You go very far over so that when you end up finally negotiating, it ends up in your favor. And like he always says, never be afraid to walk away from a deal, and never be afraid to throw chaos into the mix to keep your opponent off balance. So a lot of this is the way he does things, but from the messaging coming out of the administration, it doesn't look like he told a lot of people in his administration that this is the way he was going to go about it, because the messaging hasn't been consistent.
They should have read the book.
Yeah, I would think so.
Let's talk about this jet from Qatar, because I don't know. You know, as a taxpayer, I'm thinking, okay, if we don't have to pay for it, that's fine. As long as we don't owe Qatar anything for it, and Qatar, however you say it, the country. And the other thing is the security concerns with, I'm always nervous when I hear another
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The country give us Air Force One, but I guess the military will take any whatever listening, whatever devices, whatever out of it. I don't know. Your thoughts on all of this, Professor? The optics of it? Or?
Yeah, the optics are pretty bad. In fact, at first, Donald Trump said he wanted to use it as his personal plane after he left office. And you're not allowed to designate your own plane after you leave office. The presidents, after they leave office, a lot of times they do fly on military jets. They're not designated as Air Force One because they are not carrying the president. Sometimes they do fly on the actual plane, but mostly they'll fly on private jets, usually provided by former contributors or friends and such, just because it's easier than flying commercial or the military with all these social, with all these Secret Service. But it looked like, you know, this was a gift specifically to Donald Trump. And now they're trying to walk it back and say it's going to the Air Force. And then it's going to go to Donald Trump's library and museum afterwards. So it's not like it's going to be his plane. But at the same point, it looks bad if it's always going to be within his orbit. So that's sort of the problem. In terms of what the Air Force has to do, there's a number of things that they do. And that's one of the reasons why the Boeing planes were taking so long, is because they weren't going to be ready until 2029. After Trump putatively leaves office, but they have to, you know, be fitted with electronic countermeasures, so they can't be shot down. A lot of flak, these are things that eject from the plane to stop missiles from shooting it down. And you always have to have two, by the way, so the president's on one, two planes are flying at the same time, and our adversaries wouldn't know which one he's on. So you probably trust the Air Force to make sure that they can clean the plane up, sweep it for any sort of surveillance, and make sure they get it up and running. But at the same time, it just, the optics are bad.
It's a 13-year-old plane, and I know the one he's got now goes back to the 90s, but I was always under the impression that Air Force One was just pristine, top of the line, et cetera. We'll talk more about that when we come back. We'll talk about the Emoluments Clause. We'll talk about the Mideast Trip and more. Todd Belt is our guest, professor, director of the Political Management Program at George Washington University. Professor, going into the break, fair to say China blinked?
Perhaps, but again, it's only for 90 days. So if they blink, they blink just for a little bit.
Maybe they got something in their eye. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. 621 traffic now, WWL. All right, 627, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Todd Belt, professor, director of the Political Management Program at George Washington University. I managed to get my email on my phone finally, professor, after years and years and years over the weekend, and I'm sorry I did, because I keep getting notices from the president about executive orders. Not that I don't want to be in touch, but there are a lot of them. Let's talk about the Mideast trip and what he hopes to accomplish with that. Where is he visiting, and what is he going to do?
Yeah, he's going to the over to Saudi Arabia and Oman and the United Arab Emirates. And right now, Steve Witkoff is over there, and he is doing some advanced work. There's going to be three main things that are on the agenda. The first, of course, as always with Donald Trump, it's economic deals. He wants to consummate some of those. The second is the nuclear treaty with Iran. They've been making some progress on that. And, of course, Israel and Gaza. And that's the last thing that they're trying to do. They got some good news coming out of Gaza just within the past 24 hours. The last hostage, last American hostage, who was presumed dead, is actually going to be released. His name is Eden Alexander. And so that's caused a little pause in the fighting. And so that's going to be helpful for what they're trying to get done over there. And that's certainly something Donald Trump can crow about as well.
So let me read from this story here. Chuck Schumer saying via social media, nothing says America first like Air Force One, brought to you by Qatar. It's just bribery. It's premium foreign influence with extra leg room. Adam Schiff saying the Constitution's no title of nobility clause, citing that, writing the corruption is brazen. So again, going back to where we started this, as a taxpayer, I can say, well, if another country wants to pay for it, why not? But then another part of me says, the second half of me says, wait a minute, we're America. Let's build our own damn Air Force One. Thoughts? How does this going to be viewed politically?
Well, this is a U.S.-built plane. It's a Boeing 747. Okay. So from that aspect of it, that's, you know, this is made in America, which is, of course, Donald Trump's signature line. But it does benefit the president directly because it gives him what he wants, which is a newer plane, which is what he's always wanted for the rest of his term in office. But legally, here it goes to the Air Force. And so it is a gift to the U.S. people. Anything over, I think it's $385, goes to the U.S. people and cannot be kept by the individual. It either has to go into a presidential library or be displayed some other way. And so this is actually a gift to the U.S. Air Force and would be made use for the president in the Air Force's capacity as providing transportation to the president. So that's the legal way around it, but it just doesn't look real good.
And then they're going to put it, you know, at the library, right? After it's over, they're saying?
That's right. And that's because the libraries are ostensibly a public-private cooperation between the former presidents, their foundations, and the American taxpayers. And if you go to the presidential libraries, and I encourage everybody to go, they're absolutely wonderful, you get to see a lot of the gifts that were received by the presidents during their terms of office. Those actually belong to us, we the people.
If I was the president, I'd say leave this one alone. There's nothing. Why? What are you going to really gain? But I'm not the president. So thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Todd Belt, Professor, Director of the Political Management Program at George Washington University. We'll come back, talk to Larry Carter about teacher pay raises. Time now, WWL First News.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.